Andy Hunter is the founder and CEO of bookshop.org, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But he also has a few other accomplishments under his belt. He's the publisher at Catapult, at Counterpoint, and at Soft Skull. And he's the publisher and co-creator of LitHub and the co-founder and chairman of Electric Literature. Welcome to the Bibliophile.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, I want to explore all of those various entities that I just mentioned, but the focus of this conversation is bookshop.org. And one of the quotes on your website says, "Thanks to Bookshop, there is no reason to buy books on Amazon anymore." Why's that?
Well, because Bookshop can get you a book from a huge inventory, so you don't have to worry about it being in stock or taking 3 weeks to deliver. We can get pretty much any book to you within 3 days, which is something that previously people would go to Amazon for when they wanted books delivered quickly to their homes. And also, Amazon used to have an affiliate program that would cause all kinds of media companies to link to Amazon. The way affiliate programs work is if you put a link to a book on your website and somebody clicks on that link and buys the book, you get a little cut of that purchase.
What is it, 4.5%?
4.5% for Amazon, yeah. So The New Yorker, Time Magazine, Oprah.com, all these places, they would all be linking to Amazon whenever they wrote about books. Well, that was for that affiliate revenue. So Bookshop has an affiliate program where we pay media outlets twice, more than twice what Amazon pays. We pay 10% of the purchase price, and we also give a matching 10% to independent bookstores. So independent bookstores are no longer disintermediated by affiliate sales, and it's been a really huge thing for us, and it's caused places like BuzzFeed, to the New York Review of Books, to Oprah.com, Time Magazine, Entertainment Weekly. Bookshop links are appearing in more and more places. New York Magazine, Vox, Vox Book Club exclusively uses Bookshop. It's a real sea change in the way that book-related media can get sustainable revenue, but also support independent bookstores at the same time. And that was one of our major goals launching Bookshop, was to try to compete with Amazon's affiliate program with something that benefited indies.
What you've done is you've made it more attractive for both these affiliates and the indies.
Yes, and they can feel good about it. Amazon has not been a good citizen, unfortunately. And so Amazon, from the way they treat their warehouse workers to the way that they negotiate very, very aggressively with publishers every single year, making their terms worse, making it harder and harder to sustain themselves as publishers, including small publishers, and the way that they turn books into pure commodities and they treat them like any other commodity on their site. And that means that they're really invested in like the bestseller model, where certain books sell huge amounts of copies and everything else kind of filters to the bottom. Amazon has bad search results for books, which they then make publishers pay with Amazon Marketing Services to have better search results. And so it's all kind of gamed in a way to make Amazon the most possible profit and get the most possible market share. When they choose not to make a profit is when they deeply discount books, which allows them to steal market share from bookstores, small bookstores and big chains like Barnes & Noble, because they can't possibly compete with these books that are so deeply discounted that Amazon is taking a loss on those books. That kind of devaluing of books is also not good for publishing and good for authors. So the need to have something that countered Amazon's increasing growth, where Amazon is now over 50% of all books sold in the US. And that's before the pandemic. Now that after the pandemic, it's probably even worse. There needs to be an alternative that fosters independent bookstores, because independent bookstores are really the lifeblood of the literary world and the book publishing ecosystem. And it's where authors originally get followings. It's where authors, debut authors, can break out and find passionate advocates. It's where mid-list authors can connect with their fans and tour. And it's where book clubs meet. It's where children can go and, you know, discover a love of reading that lasts a lifetime. Bookstores are cultural outposts and advocates for the importance of reading in every community that they're in. And there's over 2,000 bookstores in the U.S. in the that are members of the American Bookseller Association. If you include non-members and used bookstores and all of that, there's thousands more. Those stores need to be able to sustainably exist. And Amazon's rapid growth and taking over the industry and their incredibly aggressive tactics makes it really, really difficult for those stores to survive. And so creating a digital platform which would help stores take advantage of the huge shift that's moving to e-commerce, where more and more people are buying stuff online, helping them compete with Amazon for online sales, seemed like a really, really necessary thing. But I will say that there is another way to support independent bookstores and not go to Amazon, which is to go directly to their websites. Not every store is on bookshop.org. We've got about 870 stores on our platform. If you have a local bookstore that isn't on bookshop.org, our message would be actually to go to that store's website. If your local store has a website that they've put a lot of time into and that's how they prefer to sell you books, go to your local bookstore's website. You can ask them if they prefer that you shop on their site or shop on bookshop.org. But if you don't have an easy, convenient local bookstore that has a web presence that allows you to order books in the way that you need to, then bookshop.org is a great alternative that funnels 75% of our profits to local independent bookstores. And we've earned $7.2 million for local stores since we launched 9 months ago.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's great. Very comprehensive. Now, what about how much does the bookseller get off bookshop.org? What percentage do they get going that way versus going directly through their website?
So on Bookshop, they get 30% of the cover price. We actually discount, but we eat the discount. So the bookstore gets paid as if there is no discount. They get paid 30% of the cover price. Now, if they're selling a book in their store, they're probably getting 45% of the cover price. So there is a difference, and some stores prefer to do it directly from their websites rather than bookshop.org to get that additional 15% margin. But bookshop.org also handles all the fulfillment and all the customer service. So there's a lot of overhead involved in running your website. First of all, you gotta pay for the website, and which might cost $5,000 to get set up. Then you gotta pay to maintain it. You have to keep it updated. You have to pay a web hosting fee and all of the costs just to run an e-commerce operation. Then you have to pay your staff to take the online orders and fulfill the online orders. You gotta pay your staff to pull the books off the shelves, put them in envelopes. You gotta pay for the envelope. You have to have that staff member bring the envelope to the post office. You have to answer questions from your customers. Where is my book? My book arrived damaged, all of this stuff. So there's a lot of overhead involved in running an e-commerce operation, which is why there's only about 200 stores in the US that have really sustainable, viable e-commerce options. There's a huge amount of stores, 90% of stores, where e-commerce revenue was not a major part of their equation, not a major part of their revenue. And Bookshop is designed to make it so much easier because stores are resource constrained. They don't have the manpower or sometimes the technical know-how or sometimes the financial resources to set up a good online store. So we just created something that is so simple, they don't have to actually even touch a book. Once they get a site set up on Bookshop, which takes about an hour, they can start selling books to their customers immediately, and the customer orders go straight to Ingram, which is the nation's largest wholesaler of books. Ingram ships the book directly to the customer. So the bookstore gets 30%, but doesn't have to handle any fulfillment, any picking, packing, shipping, or customer service on the other end. And that makes it super easy. So all of these barriers to selling books online are suddenly gone. And it enables stores to set it and forget it. They can set it up in an hour, then they can start making money. And this was the idea, and to help how to help stores compete with Amazon, that we launched with in January. It turned out that that idea was perfect for a pandemic, because in a pandemic, you can't go into your store and pull a book off the shelf, and you can't put your employees' health at risk by asking them to. So suddenly we created this model inadvertently that was the ideal pandemic model. So we went from having 250 stores on our platform when we launched to having 870 stores, because so many stores saw Bookshop as a way to help survive the pandemic.
And Ingram ships it off in a couple of days, right? The same as Amazon.
Yeah, Ingram shipping times are completely competitive with Amazon, although because Ingram is putting in safety protocols around COVID-19, it's about 72 hours delayed from what it would be normally. So Amazon might be a little bit faster, but we just saw that Amazon has over 20,000 COVID cases in their warehouse staff. And so, like, at what price, which is generally how I feel about shopping from Amazon, what's the cost? What are the hidden costs? They don't pay taxes. So they're not maintaining your roads. They're not maintaining your public schools. They're literally not contributing to the community in the way that small businesses do, in many, many ways. Our shipping times are a little delayed because of COVID safety protocols, but it sounds like Amazon needs to have some safety protocols of their own.
You're a B Corporation? What's that?
A B Corporation is a company that is dedicated to the public good. In our case, the public good are supporting local independent bookstores, keeping them a vital part of our culture and our communities and our downtowns. And the difference between a B Corp and a normal C Corp is C Corps are created for profit for shareholders or investors. And a B Corp, the mission is more important. So if you're running a B Corp, you can make decisions based on what is going to serve your mission the best, not what is going to serve your shareholders the best. So a good example of that is we put in our bylaws when we incorporated that we would never sell to Amazon. Now, selling to Amazon could be really lucrative. Goodreads sold to Amazon for $100 million. So if we were a C Corp and profit was our number one concern, we might want to sell the company to Amazon. But because we're a B Corp, we can say, under no circumstances will we ever sell to Amazon. We're putting that in our articles of incorporation. Therefore, it's a done deal. It's off the table. And we can also decide we're going to pay books. If we're more profitable than we thought we would and we have extra profit, we're going to give that to booksellers. So we gave $50,000 to the Bink Book Industry Charitable Fund. We've been giving money to GoFundMes. We've just basically, if any time that we have got a surplus, we use that surplus to further our mission rather than to give that money to our investors.
Okay. It seems to me that authors are would be a really important target for you. And they would love this because they have such a good relationship with local indie bookstores. So instead of linking to Amazon, what are you doing to reach authors with this?
Well, we've been working with the Authors Guild. They did a great push when we launched. We do need to check back in with them. I think a lot of it is word of mouth, and more authors are discovering us and starting to link to us. I think that authors are responsible for about 20% of our traffic right now, which is great. When an author chooses to highlight Bookshop as their primary link on their website instead of Amazon, it makes a massive difference. I can tell you that the website for How to Be an Anti-Racist drove a ton of traffic to us, especially during the Black Lives Matter protests. And that was amazing. And it's so much better for the communities. Black-owned bookstores have earned over $2 million on bookshop.org. There are 6 of our top 10 stores are Black-owned bookstores.
They may not have had online presence too. This is a way for them to do that quite easily, right?
Yeah, a lot of them weren't selling books online before. So that author, by choosing to put Bookshop as his top link, that causes awareness of Bookshop to grow. It causes more Black-owned bookstores to get supported by Bookshop. So it's a virtuous cycle, and it keeps money in people's communities. And that's what we're trying to do. So yeah, it's been great to see the early adopter authors, and we do need to get more authors. We need to get big authors who have major followings to tell their fans about Bookshop. And it's going to be a long haul where we're going to be doing this for a long time, and we're going to be reinforcing that message over and over again. And gradually, you know, I think it'll become a consensus. Right now, we're already doing much better than we ever thought we would in our first year. But I think we can be four times the size that we are now. I think that if we can do, if in the end of this year we get to 10 million earned for local bookstores, I think in a few years we could easily be bringing 40 million into the local bookstore ecosystem. That would be only taking, you know, 4 or 5% of Amazon's market share. And there are enough socially conscious consumers. There are enough people that love books and love bookstores, because most people that love books, I think, love bookstores. So in a way, it should be an easy pitch. Shop at bookshop.org instead of Amazon, and keep local bookstores alive, and keep downtowns alive, because downtowns, you know, we know how important they are for a sense of community. And we know what it's like when downtowns start to get shuttered and hollowed out, and how devastating that can be. And bookstores are incredible anchors for downtowns. They're wonderful meeting places for people, and they add so much to people's communities. And I think that there's a massive movement for socially conscious consumerism in the country right now, from people who pay a little extra for clean energy, like I do, or people that buy organic groceries or shop local, that people are really realizing that the way that they shop affects and creates the world that they're going to live in the future, that their children are going to live in the future. And you don't need 100% of Amazon's customers to realize that. You don't need 90% of Amazon's customers to realize that. You can only have 5% of their customers realize that, and you can be bringing $40 to $50 million into local bookstores, which would be massive. It would make them, like, staying in business so much easier.
Yeah, I mean, bookstores are like, as you say, cultural institutions. They're like galleries or museums. There's no admission charge. And they're just wonderful places to hang out in and meet people and exchange ideas. And yeah, it's, I think what you're doing is it's pretty wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, and the booksellers also are awesome, salty earth people. I mean, none of them are like doing it for anything other than love. There's no good reason to be a bookseller as a career, unless it's out of love and passion for books and what they can do to people and what they've done for those booksellers' own life. And like, that's why I'm doing this, is because books have done so much for my life. They were a lifeline. I had a really kind of troubled childhood, and books were everything to me. And they also expanded my consciousness and made me understand the world in a way that has helped me throughout my entire life. And that's something that, you know, I feel incredibly indebted to. And when I think about, well, what can I do to make my life meaningful, it's to help pass that on, help make sure that that is available for other people, including my children and other people's children and all that. And that's what every bookseller is making, that choice. Every person that decides to get into bookselling, nobody's getting rich by running bookstores or working in bookstores. They're doing it for out of love and passion. And I think that means that it's a self-selecting group of amazing people that you want to interact with. That's one of the best things about going to bookstores, is talking to the booksellers there.
That's beautiful. I wish I had said that. Because that's exactly how I feel. I mean, I've been going around most of the United States, but the world, photographing bookstores, because I'm concerned that they're going out of business. So this is a way to encourage them and keep them going.
Yeah, for sure.
What about government? You know, you mentioned the word socialism in the United States, and it automatically slides into communism. Everyone seems to be petrified and fearful and aggressively anti-government being involved at all in making life and community life better for citizens. Are you working with government at all?
We've had a few purchases from government organizations and bulk purchases and that kind of thing. And we just, I think, registered as an official vendor, which is going to take a little while to get through. It's definitely something we're looking at and something we're interested in. And in the sense that public schools are an extension of government, we definitely think that that's a worthwhile avenue of exploring. A lot of public schools are going with Amazon wish lists. Like when they can't afford books, teachers create Amazon wish lists and they ask parents to fulfill the wish list. Like that should be a bookshop wish list. That way it can be benefiting their local bookstore as well. So yeah, there's a ton of things that we could do in partnerships with governments for sure. And I also think that industry, like publishers, needs to step up. There needs to be more publisher support for independent bookstores right now when they really need it.
What does that mean?
Well, grants, forgiving debt, extension of credit terms, all kinds of things that just take the financial pressure off of these stores so that they can make it through the holiday season without worrying about whether they can afford to order the big books in the fall. Like in some cases, the credit terms are such that if they're way behind on their payments, they can't order new books from various publishers or wholesalers. That kind of stuff, as much leeway should be given to them as the publishers can possibly afford. And it's turned out that the pandemic hasn't been that bad for book sales. People were really worried in April. They were really worried in March, but then they started selling more books. And so publishers aren't as in its dire shape as they thought they would be. They should use that fact to support independent bookstores more, because independent bookstores are in dire shape. They're down on average, probably about 40% from where they would be in a normal year.
Penguin Random House is up about 6%.
Yeah. So Penguin Random House and all other publishers should be doing everything they can to keep these bookstores that often, like really big bookstores that are cultural institutions like Roman's, Gevalier's in the Los Angeles area, like they're posting that they are way down for the year and they need support and they need community support. And publishers should be stepping up, because if at the end of this pandemic, which might be, you know, the end might be 9 months away, if we have far fewer bookstores and Amazon has grown from 50% of market share to 70% of market share, like that's not going to be a world that publishers are going to be able to inhabit well. Amazon will have way too much power. They've already proven that they're very, very ruthless in negotiations and in terms. And like it's not going to be healthy for authors either. It's just overall going to be a rough scenario for everybody and a rough future. And so we need to do everything we can now to support them. And for customers, like book lovers that are listening to this, the best way to do that is to shop at them and shop early and give a lot of people books for Christmas.
Do bookstores on bookshop.org have to be a member of the American Bookseller Association?
Yes, they do. Anybody can be an affiliate. So anybody can sell books using bookshop.org. But to get 30% of the cover price and a bunch of other perks that we give for bookstores, they do have to be ABA members. And they also have to have physical brick and mortar locations. Because there are a lot of online bookstores. There are a lot of places that call themselves bookstores that don't really have a physical location, that aren't the kind of places that we're really trying to support. So by making sure they're ABA members, we have a litmus test to make sure that they really are providing the value to their community that we want them to. And ABA members, like it is a little bit of money to become an ABA member, like $500 or something like that. But we're going to be giving away at least $4,000 a year to bookstores that just sign up for our profit pool that we get from our affiliate sales. So the cost of the ABA membership is more than covered by our profit pool distributions.
I read an article in Publishers Weekly that had a couple of booksellers griping about the fact that the ABA wasn't upfront about the deal that they'd got with you.
Yeah. I can't really speak to people's history with the ABA. The ABA has gone through a lot of different incarnations and different executive directors and all of that. But I can say that my experience with the ABA has been incredible. And I think that they're all people who are totally invested in the survival and flourishing of independent bookstores. The new head of the ABA, Allison Hill, who comes from Vroman's Books, is a very smart person who cares deeply about the survival of independent bookstores. So I think that they're wonderful people to be have involved in Bookshop. And in many ways, they keep us honest and make sure that our interests and the interests of bookstores stay aligned. There might be some baggage in some bookstores' history with the ABA that inform that skepticism, but I really don't think it's warranted. And the other thing is that we're totally transparent. We'll talk to any bookstore that has concerns. And yeah, I think overall, it's really great that the ABA is involved with us. And we also have three independent booksellers on our board of directors, which is seven people. So any major decision that we make, we have three voting independent booksellers who are making sure that we stay honest and we stay on target and on mission, that we're making the best decisions for stores, much like the ABA partnership allows us to do. And I think it's all a good thing. And if any of those stores want to talk to us, if they have real specific concerns, then we're more than willing to address those concerns. And we change direction all the time because of store feedback. We add new features. We change the way we're thinking about how we're going to grow based on feedback from stores all the time. So if any store does have a concern, they can just talk to us and we're happy to make changes.
Well, I spoke with one of those members of your board, Mitch Kaplan of Books and Books, and he told me that bookshop.org was a, quote, really good thing, and that it was a passion project. So that's good enough for me.
Thank you.
It seems to me that you're a rescuer, because you were involved in setting up a website called LitHub, which in effect is like an attempt to replicate all of the various book review sections that appeared in newspapers before their demise and their devastating losses, thanks to Facebook and Google poaching their advertising. And now bookshop.org is an idea to help indie bookstores that have been hammered by Amazon.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I call myself a rescuer, but I definitely try to build sustainable infrastructure that will support the culture that I love and that we all love and have to some extent dedicated our lives to, into the digital world and into the next century, which is, you know, where digital is just a reality. And I think that there's a lot of distrust and hostility to digital media in the book world, and for good reason. I mean, we all love, like, even though I'm a very, like, I do a lot of digital initiatives, I love physical books. I don't really read ebooks. And I love physical bookstores and all of that. But I also understand that we live in a world where people are on their phones all the time. People are on YouTube, they're on Twitter. Like, you have to reach readers where they are. You have to adapt to change. If we want to have a thriving literary world, and if we want to make sure that books have a serious impact on our culture and our thinking and the way that we govern ourselves, then we have to make sure that books are reaching readers where they are. And using the tools at our disposal, that's the one great thing about digital, is that you can reach a ton of people for very little money. And we can use that to our advantage. And even back in 2009, when I started Electric Literature, that was what it was all about. It was taking all of these things that people kind of were griping about, like Twitter or YouTube or video games or phones, and turning them into things that, like, either advocated for literature or were actually ways to read and ways to spread the news about literature. And I think Morgan Enterkin from Grove Atlantic, who I started Literary Hub with, he was really concerned with the demise of book sections, book review sections in newspapers. And we definitely were all about creating a conversation online that would help fill the void left by those newspapers. And it has done spectacularly well. LitHub, I think, is the most popular book website apart from Goodreads, which of course Goodreads is owned by Amazon. So I think LitHub is the most popular independent website about books in the world. And yeah, it's all about creating a sustainable infrastructure for this culture. And none of it is enough. You know, I think that there needs to be more innovation. There needs to be more support for bookstores than Bookshop alone can provide. And I would never, like, when sometimes people say that we're trying to save bookstores, and I always try to say we're supporting bookstores. There needs to be more done to save bookstores. Really, it's about saving bookstores, is about customers supporting their local bookstores. And that's what really needs to happen. And it's also about industry, publishers, et cetera, authors, making sure to support local bookstores. Amazon doesn't need support anymore. Amazon just made, Jeff Bezos just got $300 billion richer because of the pandemic. They're fine. They're selling TVs and blenders and all kinds of things, and they're fine. They don't need people's money, but bookstores do need people's money, and downtown local businesses generally need people's money. And that's what everybody just kind of needs to do the right thing, but you have to make it convenient for people to do the right thing. If it's really hard, then people won't do it. If you make it as easy as Amazon, which Bookshop is as easy as Amazon, then people will do the virtuous thing. They'll do the right thing if it's just as easy, and they can feel good about themselves while they do it. So yeah, I am doing my best to make a difference and fill holes where they come up, and make sure that books remain a vital part of popular culture. And that's what all the projects that I'm working on are trying to do.
It's interesting about this pandemic. I have, over the years, stuck to the practice of physically getting out and visiting the places where the people are for me to interview them face to face. And while it's nice to look at you here and to hear you, it's nowhere near the real experience, the experience of sitting down with you in person. I'm not sure exactly why it's so much better in person, for me at least, but it is. And I think the interviews are better in person, just as visiting a physical bookstore is way better. It's magical. It's more exciting. It's just more alive, you know.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, we're flesh and blood, and it can be exhausting being in front of screens all day. And we have five senses, and we want to engage them all. And just a sense of connection of being in the same space with somebody, or the sense of connection that you get with books when you actually get to browse them and touch them and smell the smells of the bookstore and see the bookstore cat and all that stuff. It's all part of the experience, and it's lost. And I think people are struggling with virtual events as opposed to like going to actual readings. It's a shame, but I don't know, you know, the only good things that could possibly come out of this pandemic, if bookstores have learned to adapt to digital and start selling books online more and kind of get like make that as necessary strategic improvements, then at the end of it all, if that can be like 20% of their revenue, and that makes it easier for them to pay their rent or pay their staff a living wage and all of that, then that will be good. We just got to get to that other side. And it's also, you know, we're all going to appreciate what we had more when we come out of this. I am going to appreciate sending my kids to school so much. I mean, I already, I miss it so bad, and the kids miss it, and just all the little things, eating out, drinking wine with friends, cooking for friends, going to the dog park, like all these things are being missed right now. And maybe when we come out of it, we will truly, you know, be mindful and cherish them in a way that we didn't before, at least for a while.
Are you paying any attention to the used book market?
Well, we partner with Biblio. I really admire Biblio.com.
They're
a lot like us, and they are a great service for the used book market, and they partner with thousands of local independent bookstores that carry used books and help them list their inventory online and sell their inventory online. So I love Biblio, and we partnered with them. And now if we don't have stock on a book, if we've sold out of something, we will display Biblio's listings for that book. And that way we can keep that sale in the indie world, so people don't ever have to go to Amazon. Even if we're out of stock on a book, as long as there's a used copy available through Biblio, then people can buy it through a Biblio link.
Yeah, and of course, just a reminder that ABE Books is owned by Amazon.
Yeah, and the Book Depository too. It's like whenever there's a thread on social media about like, oh, where do you go to buy books instead of Amazon? Like, people always mention bookshop.org, and then they'll mention ABE Books, and then they'll mention Book Depository, and you always have to correct them and say, no, those Amazon bought those a long time ago. And there's a ton of people who are shopping at those stores thinking that they're not supporting Amazon, who secretly are, because Amazon doesn't make it obvious that those are Amazon stores.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit like, yeah, the clothier that buys, that owns the top end company, the middle and the bottom, and they pretend that they're competing with each other, or they're separate companies, but of course they're not. So did you come up with bookshop.org all on your own, like as a kind of a flash that woke you up and startled you and as an epiphany, or was it kind of a joint thing that sort of built up over time, or what?
I would say it kind of ruminated on it for about 3 years. The idea that you could take away a lot of the hurdles that bookstores have in selling books online effectively by having it be customer direct fulfillment from a wholesaler.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah.
Came like 4 years ago. And I just thought the ABA should do that. And I originally went to the ABA and said, you know, this is something IndieBound should do. It should just be really simple. IndieBound, it was like the universal link that everybody was linking to support independent bookstores, but it wasn't selling enough books because it wasn't easy enough, which, you know, goes back to what I was saying before. People will do the virtuous thing, but only if it's super easy. People get frustrated.
Yeah. And very that's why Amazon is such a huge company. It's so freaking easy. And and your product is there in a day. It's just amazing. It is amazing.
It is amazing. And so that idea was kicking around. And then I had dinner with some booksellers at the Winter Institute, which is the big bookseller annual convention that the ABA sponsors. And they were talking about how Literary Hub was so great and successful. And then they said, you should work with the ABA and help them think about their digital initiatives to make IndieBound work better. And that was in January of 2018 that I had those conversations. And then I kind of kicked around the ideas. And one night, I was staying in an Airbnb, so I wasn't near my kids and I didn't have anything to do. And I just sat down and had a beer and kind of decided to write out what I would do to try to actually create a sea change, like what could actually compete with Amazon effectively. And that's when I came up with the idea that there should be an affiliate component to it, that we need to have not only the wholesaler shipping directly to the customer, and that way you solve the inventory problem and the efficiency problem, but also, you got to beat Amazon's affiliate network. And if you do it the right way, you can enlist thousands and thousands of people, human curators, influencers, however you want to call them, book lovers, who are all going to be linking to Bookshop instead of Amazon. And that's what's happened. We've got 14,000 affiliates now. And most of them aren't, you know, most of them are just directing like 12 customers a month. Most of them are really small. Some of them are bookstagrammers. Some of them are movie stars. Some of them are big publications like Time Magazine or BuzzFeed.
What movie stars?
There's Bellatrist, which is Emma Roberts's book club. And I think that there are a few more. I think that Michael Moore joined the platform and is doing it. I'm not completely up on all the movie stars that are linking to Bookshop. There's probably only a handful, but there are a few for sure.
And what about the well-known authors? Who have we got there?
Well, most big authors are working with their publishers to include Bookshop links. But in terms of like pushing in a major way, I would say the author of How to Be an Anti-Racist, Ibram Kendi, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He has been really amazing. His website pushes a lot of people to Bookshop. We've gotten some authors have tweeted support, like Margaret Atwood, but there aren't a ton of big authors yet who are really affiliates and pushing a lot of their readers to Bookshop. And maybe enough of them will listen to this podcast and decide that it's time to do that. So we have a lot of authors that include our links next to an Amazon link, but we don't have that many authors who don't have an Amazon link and only have a Bookshop link, or who put something on their site that says, like, if you want to support independent bookstores, shop using this Bookshop link, which mm-hmm. I think is really what's important to have happen next year.
So what's your biggest challenge right now? Like what can people who are listening to this, I mean, the best thing they can do is if they've got a website or a web presence is to do something like you just, and talk to other people and encourage them to do the same thing. But what's the big, are there other challenges that you need help with?
It's really word of mouth. I mean, we have spent very, very little on marketing, and we are already like a $50 million business. We've already captured 2% of Amazon's market share for books. We've probably spent $6,000 on publicity and maybe $50,000 on marketing or that kind of thing. It's almost all word of mouth. So, I mean, just word of mouth. First of all, you shop, do your holiday shopping on bookshop.org or your local bookstore. If you have a local bookstore that you love, again, check with them first. See how they prefer you spend your money. Some of them will say, please shop from our Bookshop page. Some of them will say, please come into our store or do a curbside pickup or whatever. But it has to be something that works with your life too. But definitely where your own shopping habits matter. And then spreading the word. And also if you work with a PTA, if you work with a school, if you work at a cultural organization or any place that buys books, switch to bookshop.org and support your local community bookstore and get your books quickly and at the same time. It's just like a win-win for everybody. It's a model that supports everybody in the ecosystem. When an author decides to become an affiliate, they can earn money on top of the royalties that they would normally earn. They can, if their royalty is 10% for a hardcover, they can get an additional 10% for every customer that they send to Bookshop. But on top of that additional 10%, they're also giving a 10% to their local bookstore. So it supports authors, it supports local bookstores, it supports any kind of media organization that writes about books through its affiliate program. It also supports nonprofits like Penn or Lambda Literary, tons of literary magazines like the Paris Review. They have Bookshop affiliate sites. They're able to earn affiliate revenue and support independent bookstores at the same time. So it's a no winners take all model. It's a everybody gets a piece model. And all of these different organizations that are so important to the richness of life around books, they can all participate. So that's, I think, and that's the way that you beat Amazon, because Amazon doesn't have a human face. Bookshop has 14,000 human faces. And why do people buy books? They buy books because a person that they trust told them that it was a good book. That's really why people buy books. Whether it's Oprah or Reese Witherspoon or their mom, People are buying books because somebody says, this book is great. You should read this book. Nobody buys books because an algorithm told them it was the right book to buy. So Bookshop is a collective, really. It's a collective of all of these different participants in the literary world. And that's going to be the big advantage it has over Amazon, is the humanity of Bookshop.
Yeah, people also say, let's read this book together and talk about it.
Yeah, book clubs should be using Bookshop. And if you use Bookshop as an affiliate for your book club, you can pay for your pizza and beer.
One thing that comes to mind immediately is that every bookseller should talk to their local mayor and say, listen, the municipality, just do it. Buy everything through bookshop.org.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have seen a little bit of that. And we take nonprofit, you know, tax exemptions too, so they can buy it tax free. And so we have been seeing that happen more and more, and universities and that kind of thing. And I think that that's how we're going to grow. And that's how we're going to go from $10 million to bookstores a year to 40 million, is partly through governments, schools, and other institutions.
What is your capacious brain working on now in terms of books? You've been able to come up with this spectacular model, really. The fact that it's helping the book culture to survive, and not just one element, all sorts of aspects of book culture. What are you putting your mind to these days? Or is it just focusing in on building bookshop.org?
Well, I'm always tempted to do new things. It's something I have to curb, because bookshop.org does need more attention. And, you know, I'm also really proud of the books that the Catapult, Counterpoint, and Soft Skull are putting out, and that needs attention. And I'm also proud of LitHub, and that needs attention. So right now, Bookshop itself is launching in the UK, and then it's going to launch in Spain and Portugal, and hopefully grow to the EU and grow to South America, Central America. We've got people asking for it in India. There's so many places the Bookshop can go with its software and its model and support the communities there. So we want to do that. But I would say that if there's one more thing that I want to work on, it's building a kind of modular, decentralized reader community that can span the whole internet. Right now, if you want to talk about a book with people that have read the book, you can either, like, you can go to the Amazon book reviews. You got a bunch of people on that, but there's a lot of either fake reviews or promotion going on there. So it's not an honest community. You can go to Goodreads, but Goodreads, first of all, it feels quite antiquated. And it's also owned by Amazon. And there's not that much else. So you don't really have a place where readers can go. We want a place where readers can, if you read about a book and you're on New York Magazine's website, you should be able to click a button and add it to your to read list. If you are reading about a book on LitHub, or if you read an author interview on LitHub and you want to talk to people who love that author, you should be able to talk about that on LitHub. So if you have a decentralized reader community, then it can follow you around. So you can have a bookshelf that you add to every time you read about a book, or every time you see a book posted on Twitter that you find interesting. And you can track your reading. You can share books with friends. You can have conversations about books, and it can follow you around. So you don't have to go to a certain website to do it, but because your user ID follows you around and your to-read list, then it can actually be incorporated into existing websites that do book coverage. And if you can imagine why would a site do that? Well, it would increase the reader engagement on that content. It would increase their time on page. It would increase their affiliate revenue if Bookshop affiliate links existed in that modular reader community. So I would love to see something like that. I would love to build something like that, where it does kind of fulfills the purpose that Goodreads attempts to fulfill, but it isn't beholden to Goodreads or any one site. It's decentralized, and anybody can participate in it. Anybody who writes about books can add it to their website. And every reader, no matter where they are, can engage with it. So that's kind of what I want to build next, if I have time.
Well, you're young.
Yeah, not as young as people think, but I am. I still have many, I got a few years left.
Well, as you've just so eloquently said too, and my life's devoted to interesting discussion about books. It really doesn't get much better than that, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, discussion about books is like discussion about lives. It's discussion about ideas. I mean, the contents in books are like the only place that you can put down a sustained, complex argument. It's the only way that you can put a true history or anything really comprehensive. And it's also the only way that you can effectively experience what it was like to be in somebody's consciousness in France in 1750. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about talking about books, it can be a conversation about anything. It can be a conversation about quantum physics, life on other planets. It can be a conversation about pre-biblical times or, you know, the environment. So like, that's the great thing about talking about books, is that it's just a way to engage in depth in all kinds of deep, meditative, complex, nuanced content in a world that is increasingly lacking depth and nuance.
That's exactly right. And we want to challenge our brains, I think, naturally. We want to learn. We're built that way. And books accommodate that.
Yes, for sure.
Well, now, have we touched on everything?
I think so.
Is there anything else you want to say about bookshop.org or anything else?
No, I really appreciate the time, and I appreciate the conversation. And I guess I can just reemphasize, buy lots of books for your friends and family for Christmas, and do it on bookshop.org. Find a local bookstore to support. And shop early. Don't wait until the end. There's going to be a lot of really popular books, and bookstores need the business now. Don't wait until after November to do your holiday shopping. Buy books, buy extra books. That's the best way to support bookstores. It's also the supporting authors at the same time. So that's the somewhat commercial message that I leave your listeners with.
Well, what you're doing is anything but commercial. So I really appreciate what you're doing and you having taken the time to talk to me today, Andy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nigel.
Andy Hunter is, in addition to being the founder and CEO of bookshop.org, the publisher at Catapult, Counterpoint, and Softskull, the publisher and co-creator of LitHub, and the co-founder and chairman of Electric Literature. Thanks again.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.